hospital. I went for an abortion to London, and I met this amazing woman. At that time, you had to have a psychiatrist's cert under the English law. And I went to see this woman. I stayed with a friend. I knew she'd had an abortion, so I went to stay with her, and she helped me to go. And when I was with this woman, she listened to me talking, and I talked for about an hour, and then she said something. Well, how do you feel? And I said, well, I feel afraid of having the baby, but I feel more afraid about not having it. So she said, stop there. She rang the bell. Her husband came in, get her tea. And then she said to me, you're not going to have an abortion. She said, you go back to Ireland now, become St. Margaret, and get on with it. The reason that you kept the child, I think, was something to do with your own survival. It wasn't a moral issue. It was much deeper than that. Well, the biggest thing was getting over the fact that you didn't go into mother and baby home. That was the biggest first thing. Secondly, then, there was the family, your family's attitude, society, being told you. I had a visit from a head of an order who told me to go to England because it was a pagan country and I would fit in there better. And I remember serving him tea, and I remember saying, well, I like Ireland like this now. You really, like, you're frightened. And he then looked and said, well, your child won't be able to get into our school. And my brothers were all in his school, and he was the head of an order. And he just, so at that point, I just could feel the rage, and I just said, out. I never want to see anyone in the church again. I left the church at that moment. So it was all about badness, punishment, sin, immoral, fallen. These were all the words. I had two children at that stage. I think they were 6 and 8. And I was working, and there was an ad put in the paper by Maura D saying there was a meeting in her house. And I went to that meeting, and that was the first meeting of Gerish. I think it was just everybody saying, how old is your child and how old is that child, and so on, so on, you know. We were all older people. So there was no 17-year-old or that. There was, I'm not sure, I was probably the oldest. I think I was 40. But everybody else was 30-something. Or that was the first thing. Everybody was working. So we all had income. Everyone had a profession. So, like, Maura was an accountant, teachers, I'm an economist, so on. So I think that's very important too, because we couldn't have, if you were uneducated young, how would you set up a movement? You couldn't. So that's the same of all that group. And then there was a lot of management experience, and especially Maura D. She was an accountant. She was used to dealing in business. And we had all this skill. That was so important. And the other next thing about it is that everybody was happy because everyone had kept the child. So apart from getting all the battering on the outside, we were all very happy with having our child, because the other alternative was to give your child away or go to England. And so we were the people who had the child. So my memory of all of it has always been terribly happy. We were so relieved that we'd kept our children. We were so happy we'd kept our children, and we'd nothing to hide. I had an aunt in Dublin, and she was absolutely wonderful to me. She was my godmother, and she was not married. She was, say, 30 years older than me, and she suddenly had these two children that she never had, and she became grandmother. So I had another parent. That was pretty important too. And of course, my daughter was born profoundly deaf, and that was, I don't think I thought about anything after that. Priorities change. Like, each one of us was getting on with the life of trying to rear a child and go to work and so on. find accommodation, different stories of families, who supported who and who didn't. And that was pretty well the first beginning. But it was a place for people to come. And that was why the house was so important and centre of the city, and people could walk in. So that was the first function. I can remember being in Cherish and somebody arriving from, say, Donegal, coming in and saying, I'm 8 months pregnant, but nobody knows. I've been living at home, but nobody knows. And you're looking, and the next week she's in, had the baby. So, I mean, there was huge denial. Cherish is really has to be placed inside of the women's movement, because AIM was there already talking about rights for the woman. And so Cherish came sort of on the heels of that. Also, it was the mothers who were running it. So it wasn't any priest or institution. Now the mothers were in charge, and that was a very big step. And that gave us huge power when we went to negotiate, because we were saying, when it's my child,